Well, good morning, people. Hey, it's mostly sunny here today. Hey, wonders never cease. Probably won't last. Now here's a news item very close to home for me. This is a city on the south coast of the UK called Brighton. Now when I was a younger man, it used to be very clean, had great pubs, great clubs, reasonably nice people, and it had a nice atmosphere about the place. And you felt quite safe walking along, no matter what time of day or night it was. But I'm afraid it's a shadow of its former self. There's garbage pretty well strewn all over the streets. There's graffiti, tag graffiti, all over the place. And I don't think that's artistry, is it? It makes the place look like a ghetto. No, no, you idiot, that's a gecko. I said ghetto. Like you go downtown and all the benches are broken. The pavements are all broken. There's deep potholes in mostly all the roads. And the evidence of drug use is pretty apparent. Needles are in bushes, around derelict buildings, which there's a lot now. And if you go downtown, no matter what time of day or night it is, you can see actual drug use. People walking along are actually on something. But a lot of them are just laying on a bench somewhere. And I feel really embarrassed for people who come from, say, I don't know, America, Canada, or everywhere, and come and visit Brighton on the south coast by the sea. It must be very disappointing for them. As is London nowadays, I'm afraid. And of course the problem is Brighton Council. Well, the council in general. The councils are so woke now, they have these sort of pet projects that they put all their money into. Forget about the infrastructure and what the place looks like. And most of these projects don't work. So the money they spent doing this pet project, they have to spend it again to put it back to what it was. And a lot of the councillors are femmes. They've realised they can get a job at the council, do very little work, get paid quite good money, and all they really have to do is virtual signal. And if their project fails or anything, there's no accountability, because nobody seems to oversee the council. So here's something on the Brighton seafront. It's called the I-360, been up there quite a few years. It takes people up to a certain height and then rotates, so you can see the sea, which is just the sea, and the other side is just a complete built-up area, which is, looks like a mess. And I believe the council gave this company £38 million to put that in there. But the company has yet to pay the money back, and it's been a loss ever since it's been put there. And I believe the company now owes them £50 million. And the I-360 is never going to pay for itself. And the council says it has a hard time because it doesn't have a lot of money. Well, the council taxes are very high and they're just going to raise them again. The reason is because it's mismanagement of the money. And I believe the Green Party was in on the council a couple of years ago or so, and they created havoc. With all their woke ideas, and all the Greens generally are, yeah, you guessed it, femmes. You get quite a few femmes in an organisation or whatever, and they can't organise a piss up in a brewery, can they? And that's why the saying is, get woke, go broke. Now, I actually went to a council meeting with the council for something, and the councillors were 85 or 90% femmes. And it was almost like talking to aliens. They lived in a world of their own. And I was only in the meeting for 10 to 15 minutes and realised it was a complete and utter waste of time. Because they didn't listen. Because they seemed to be in a fantasy world of their own. No common sense. Well, the proof is in the pudding, isn't it? Take a look at disgusting Brighton. And I can only see Brighton and the councils getting worse. Because once these woke activists get into somewhere, very hard to get them out. But you have to realise there's a problem first, before you actually even try. And they don't even know that's the problem, do they? So when the Green Party was in the council in Brighton, they stopped using weed killer on the streets and roads and such. You know, the environment and all. And what happens, the weeds and that took over and destroyed the pavements and the roads. And now it's going to cost a fortune to fix them. So that worked out really well, didn't it? Nope, these woke people can't see the forest for the trees. Oh yeah, and plant more trees, please, if you can. Do Do one a day if you can. That's enough. So anyway, anybody thinking about coming to the UK to sort of be a tourist, don't come to Brighton until they clean it up. Thanks very much. Ciao.